two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening. KSL News Time, 445. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Utah man may be among a rare number of people who've developed blood clots after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Tudor.
Second opening day for the Salt Lake Bees is tomorrow at Smith's Ballpark. Attendance is limited to 3,200 fans. Masks are required. Tickets are still available for $15 to $25 each. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be I-15 in Davis County for southbounders. A crash at 2300 North Sunset is blocking all but the right lane, causing delays in Ogden. And then northbound I-15, traffic really slowing down at a crawl as you're going through Layton, but the delays stretch from Shepherd Lane in Farmington through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunny skies today with temperatures in the 70s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
69 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney laying out her case in a Washington Post op-ed piece about why she won't perpetuate former President Trump's insistence that the election was stolen from him, even, she says, if she loses her leadership post.
Right now, Donald Trump is continuing to win round after round, and it may actually be over. I think there's a school of thought that says Trump won the argument about what the soul of the party should look like, and it's Trumpist.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. The White House says it supports waiving the intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines, saying allowing companies around the world to make them could bring the pandemic to an end more quickly. A trade group which represents several vaccine makers says that's a mistake. The president talking up his restaurant revitalization fund.
Right now, it looks like we'll be able to provide help to about 100,000 restaurants and other eligible businesses.
The fund will provide more than $28 billion to restaurants impacted by COVID. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. The conversation about the redevelopment of the state prison site in Draper continues. Executive Director of Point of the Mountain State Land Authority, Alan Matheson, was on Inside Sources this afternoon here on KSL to explain their vision for the 600 acres.
And the general vision for the site is, I think, to create an iconic Utah community, a place that will be internationally recognized and locally loved. And so that means an economic engine. It means being a place of innovation where we address and help solve some of the world's challenges. It means a model of sustainability so that we can show how we can continue to grow in this area and still protect our resources. And I think beyond that, it's a place of fun, a place where we can gather as a community, restaurants, entertainment, parks, and open space.
Matheson says they're also seeking community input on how the land should be developed.
Because this is a state project, and we're talking about land that is owned by the state, that means it's owned by all of the residents of Utah. And we need to make sure that we're providing a return to them, both economically, but also in terms of quality of life. And that's part of the reason that we've really been so intent on reaching out to the public to understand their values, their ideas, and how we can optimize this opportunity. And the reality is, as you might expect, not everybody agrees on what ought to happen at this site. And yet, I think we've got some growing consensus around, you know, a place that creates opportunities for our kids to have world-class careers here, and a place where we can live long term and in harmony with nature, and a place where we can gather as a community and, you know, do the kinds of things that bring enjoyment to life.
A big priority for Alan Matheson is relieving traffic and improving transportation at the point of the mountain. Construction can begin next year. KSL News Time, 4:49, so let's check traffic. It's an emergency report. There are problems on I-15, and here's Ricky Meese.
If you're coming from Weber into Davis County, solid stop-and-go delays start as you're approaching 31st Street in Ogden. It's all due to a crash on southbound I-15 after 5600 South and Roy. A right lane getting by, but it looks like they're close to opening up that left lane of traffic. Then northbound I-15, slowdown start right about Shepherd Lane, and it's heavy and slow, turning to a little bit of stop-and-go speeds through Layton, but the delays continue into Clearfield, and now northbound Highway 89 starting to fill in, and it's in spots scattered from Fruit Heights up to Cherry Lane. Michelle?
Seeing good speeds, I-15 each high county. That crash at the point of the mountain is completely cleared at this point. Little scattered delay. This is Banketer Highway in spots from the 201 freeway down into Taylorsville, a little more slowing in South Jordan. And for over in Tooele area, seeing a little bit of slowdown, SR-36 Mills Junction, and again headed into Tooele. Steve?
And in Salt Lake County, got a crash with possible injuries in West Jordan. And this is at 7400 South Templeview Drive at 1300 West. But an easy drive on southbound I-15, leaving the downtown area all the way up to Murray. Then slowdowns at 45th South through the South Interchange into Midvale. Northbound I-15 back the other way, all clear from Draper to downtown. Siegel Book has gifts for mom, like Hear Him with insights and testimonies from gospel authors and stunning artwork from 200 artists. Save 20%. Now only $25.99 at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we have the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Sunshine in 70s today, even warmer tomorrow. How about 80s and sunny? Stays pretty nice. We'll dip a bit on Friday, 80 degrees, mostly sunny skies in Salt Lake, and then a cold front goes by Friday night. That'll drop temperatures into the 60s for the weekend. Mostly sunny, 65 Saturday, partly cloudy, 64 on Sunday, and then another storm looks to arrive on Monday. That'll drop us into the low 60s with a 30% chance of some rain. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Just gorgeous. It's 69 degrees in Salt Lake
Jeff
City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We're right, yeah. We're free, yeah. We'll fight, yeah. We'll see, yeah. We're not gonna take it.
Go to GephardtApproved.com and I'll send you to plumbers, roofers, mechanics, lawyers, dentists, every company I trust with my $1,000 guarantee. I trust Esko.
Hi, this is Aaron at Esko Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electric. Listen to what we've got for $49. AC tune-up, drain clear with camera inspection. We go beyond satisfaction to customer delight. Call today, be comfortable tomorrow. 855-ESKO-NOW.
I trust Davenport Foundation Repair.
Do you have cracked or uneven concrete around your home? At Davenport Foundation Repair, we can lift, level, and protect all your concrete. Life, it's frustrating enough. Let's fix what we can. Visit us at DavenportFoundationRepair.com.
I trust Sierra West Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Tim Branscombe, founder of Sierra West Jewelers. One nice thing about Sierra West Jewelers is the best service and the most qualified people. So come to Sierra West Jewelers, located across from the mall in Orem, Sandy, or Murray, or online at Instagram or Facebook or SierraWestJewelers.com.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Are you cool? You want to know how to be cool? I met this guy in Tucson. He says he grew up with a swamp cooler. During August, it was so hot and humid there, he says, that his swamp cooler blew steam. That sounds like the swamp cooler I grew up with. Why hassle with a swamp cooler or an unreliable, inefficient heating and air conditioning system when you can get $3,000 off a new high-efficiency system with our famous 10-year parts and labor warranty? We start with our premium Whipple Service Champion Signature Series equipment, but still the installation day is the most important day for your system. If not done properly, it will fail. You know we'll do it right, because if it fails, we have to fix it for free for 10 years. Be cool with $3,000 off your new system. Call Whipple Service Champions 801-444-FAST. Call 801-444-FAST. stay cool and have a fun summer.
With Blue Day come, air condition your home.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics. Plus, our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
We're watching Utah's Money. Watch your language. Twitter is rolling out a new feature that'll prompt you to review your post before you put up harmful or offensive comments. Not that you'd do that. The Paycheck Protection Program has run out of money. The SBA has stopped accepting new applicants 4 full weeks before the program was set to be retired. KSL Drives Ferrari has unveiled its new limited edition 812 Competizione. It's a sleek speed machine sporting a V12, billed as the highest revving production engine ever. The convertible version will run you $700,000. But don't worry about it. Every single one is already sold. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 97, the S&P gained 2, and the NASDAQ lost 51 points. KSL News Time, 4:55.
While it's been the high-frequency three-point shooting offense that has driven the narrative around the Utah Jazz owning the best record in the NBA, they appear poised to finish the season as a better defensive team than on the offensive end. The Jazz own the fourth-best offensive rating in the NBA, dropping slightly behind the Denver Nuggets in recent days, while they own the league's third-best defensive rating. Jazz forward Bojan Bogdanović discussed the importance of the Jazz defensive play after the team beat the Spurs on Monday night.
When we play defense like we played tonight, we're gonna be in a game and have a chance to win the game against anybody.
Regardless of which end of the floor fans think better suits the team's identity, they are on pace to finish the season as the only team in the league with a top 5 ranking on both offense and defense. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit kslsports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.